Chapter 9, Wisdom of the Heart.
Merlin! Morgan! Shouted Annie.
Teddy and Kathleen cried out in amazement. Annie rushed to Morgan and hugged her. Jack was filled with giddy relief.
Hi, he said, hi.
Welcome back, sir, Teddy said to Merlin.
Thank you, said Merlin.
He looked at Jack and Annie.
And thank you for turning us back into ourselves.
We didn't know you and Morgan were the wolves, Annie said.
We were following you so we could help you, said Morgan.
The wizard told us that if you caught up with us, you would eat us, said Jack.
Really? Said Morgan.
They all looked at the ice wizard. Standing with his sister, he stared guiltily at Morgan and Merlin.
I feared that if they got close to you, they might discover who you were, he said. But I will do no more harm, I promise, for I can see clearly now.
The wizard looked back at his sister, and his blue eyes shined with joy.
You can see because you have your heart back, said Morgan. It was not only your eye that was missing, it was also your heart. We see with our hearts as well as our eyes.
And now perhaps you can find the wisdom you were seeking from the Norns, said Merlin,
for wisdom is knowledge learned with the heart as well as the head.
The ice wizard nodded.
Please find it in your hearts to forgive me, he said. Use my sleigh to take you safely home.
Yes, indeed, we must leave now, said Morgan. We have been gone from Camelot too long.
The next time you come to Camelot, my friend, you must come as a guest, said Merlin, not as a thief in the night.
And you must bring your sister also, Morgan said to the wizard.
Indeed I will, the wizard said.
Merlin looked at Jack, Annie, Teddy, and Kathleen.
Is everyone ready to leave now? He asked.
Yes, sir, they all answered together.
Merlin looked at the staff of strength in Jack's hands.
Oh, sorry, I almost forgot, said Jack.
He handed the heavy staff to Merlin. As soon as Merlin held the staff of strength, he seemed more powerful.
Let us be off, he said briskly.
Merlin and Morgan led the way out of the throne room, their red cloaks billowing behind them. Teddy and Kathleen followed, and Jack and Annie hurried after them. Just before they left the room, Jack and Annie glanced back at the ice wizard and his swan sister. They were deep in conversation again.
They haven't seen each other for years, said Annie. They must have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, said Jack. He couldn't imagine not seeing Annie for years.
Come on, let's go.
He took her hand and pulled her out of the throne room, through the front hall, and into the cold dawn. Jack and Annie followed their four Camelot friends to the wizard's sleigh. Everyone climbed in. Annie sat at the rudder. Jack stood at the front. He pulled out the windstring and untied a knot. The sleigh rocked forward. He untied another, and the sleigh started moving very slowly. The sleigh was heavier than before, so Jack quickly untied two more knots. The sleigh bolted across the snow.
Stand fast, said Teddy.
As the sleigh swished through the dawn, Annie turned to Morgan and Merlin.
I have a question, she said. Can you tell us what the giant looks like, the frost giant?